I've realized that, sure, we may go out and not every time somebody's going to get saved. Sometimes, folks, there's weeks when I go out. I just got back from a business trip down in Pennsylvania. I went down there, nobody got saved. And I probably gave the gospel to 100 people. In fact, I got some people that were pretty offended, that didn't want to hear the message. The lady on the plane, she very, very upset, didn't want anything to do with it. But you know what? Don't let your society tell you that it's hate speech to have conflict with somebody. You know, I like to use this illustration. If somebody's, we live in a city of trains here in Durand. There's a lot of train tracks and stuff around. But if I saw somebody on a train track and, you know, they're just kind of walking, maybe they got their earbuds in their ears and they're just walking along and they're not really paying attention, and the train's coming the other way, I'm going to yell at them, "Hey, get out of the way, buddy. You might need to move there. You got a train coming the other way." And he might look at me and say, "You're a hateful person. You're so confrontational." But when that young man or young woman or whoever it may be steps out of the way, that's when they realize, "Hey, I was saved from that." Yeah. And we need to understand that our society, "Oh, it's hate speech." No, it's a loving thing to have conflict.